Bitter DNC says good riddance to failed fringe candidate RFK Jr. by Bradley J. on August 23, 2024. Democrats are shaken by Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s endorsement of Donald Trump less than 24 hours after the Democratic National Convention ended with a whimper. Loyal party members and the official party apparatus sprung into damage control Friday, a day they would have preferred to spend touting a successful convention just 75 days out from Election Day. Trump isn't earning an endorsement that's going to help build support. He's inheriting the baggage of a failed fringe candidate, Democrat National Committee Senior Advisor Mary Beth Cahill said in a statement. Good riddance, she added. That statement ignored the significant support Kennedy received as a third-party candidate, as well as the shot of momentum his endorsement gives Trump at a critical moment in the campaign. David Axelrod, Barack Obama's campaign and White House advisor and now a CNN contributor, took to social media to express his disappointment. Robert F. Kennedy was my political hero, Axelrod said. He battled fiercely and eloquently against poverty, injustice, and for economic fairness. Sadly, RFK Jr., who made a rambling exit from the race today, proves that sometimes an apple does fall far from the tree, in this case, down a hill and over a cliff. Harris's campaign tried to keep a brave face to hide the taste in its mouth. Her campaign chair, Jen O'Malley Dillon, a holdover from President Joe Biden's aborted re-election campaign, said in a statement on Friday that any American out there who is tired of Donald Trump and looking for a new way forward, ours is a campaign for you. Kennedy joined Trump Friday night in Arizona to thunderous applause and chants of Bobby. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter @BradleyJ.